Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday. Yeah. I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Series. So a lot of things we're going to bring to the table that
We just never was taught that. But we're going to bring it to any of the series. So we're going to swing down, we're going to stroll down the international side and see who all join us, and we'll get whatever got to be got going on very shortly. So we got to understand that a lot of peoples in the known world have never been taught due order of the Bible. But I can guarantee you up front, in this series, you will know about due order. And like I said again, let's surround about a little bit later on in these lessons, it'll be clear that a whole lot of adjustment must be made, and who best to make the adjustment than the one that has been picked for this job, and that is the six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelites. So we're going to exhibit all that up front. So we're going to stroll down the international side and see who are joining us for part number three, the due order of YHWH, Yahweh, through his people, Israel. So the only one going to be able to tell you about Yahweh's due order, it will be his people. And he got a protocol in his people. So if you'd have heard take one and two, you'll be in the right frame of mind to hear more of take three. So let's throw down on the international side and see who all are joining us. And get on the international side and take a little peek and see who all we joined us. Look at WCC. Well, see, we are joining us. He means we are joining us. This ministry for the six anointed camps. All right. We're going to look on the international side, and we're going to see exactly what we're working with and all the slots are filled. And that's 195 international countries. And we're splashing out of New York on the international side. 104-674. 104-674. And we got a little memo saying Mr. Kills will be through minutes late. So what we'll do, and also we live on Power Talk. And remember one thing. After the broadcast on Power Talk, you just switch and go in through, click on African American. But ethnic group first. Ethnic group. African American. Then you scroll down to where you see YHWH True Name Teachers. Shalom, Yahweh be with you. You click on that. And once you click on that, you'll be in the room. And we live on Pal Talk and Blog Talk as we speak. But remember, the elders will be on any Bible-related questions for a little short time they're going to put in it. So you got to get in quick because they're not going to make a meal out of it. They're going to get in through things and catch you on the next broadcast. Got it? We're going to try to get it thorough as possible through the precepts. So, 195 international countries, 104-674, live online class. So we see Mr. Tillsell finally came to the room. So what we do, we'll bring him in and read a couple of memos real quick, and we'll get with the broadcast on part number three. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you there, Steve Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, or Steve Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Tibbs. Well, we got a fine, fine for you. and got a lot of memos coming in as we speak. 195 international countries, 104674. We're going to leave it like that. It's all yours until we are ready to pass it over. You want to talk, Mr. Tibbs? Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like of another glorious attending number of people that want to hear the words of Yahweh. And that number is 104,674 listeners. That's a lot of people that want to hear Yahweh's word. And you know something? That's what we're going to hear. Because we know we all have came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening never understand, and that's without proper teaching. And that's what we provide at Yahweh's ministry. To see those things that most of us can see and some can never find. For the uninformed can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Connecting the books for your biblical education. Your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you all have not and came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you live from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally, we don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. For the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting now at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices, even that smartwatch you have. Right in the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click on it, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live? Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. The calendar describes what the feast days are, along with biblical scriptures to let you know what they mean to you and your family. Check it out. It's a pretty good thing to know. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those devices you own. This time, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you will be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdh, ysr, AEL@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone in the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Current time for repeating of this program would be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine once again. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the day that you want to listen to or any program that you see on the list. Now, we're also in the midst of letting you know that we're on Pal Talk after the Broad Talk broadcast. We're listed, as was said before, on Pal Talk under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where the word of Yahuwah is also working. Online there to answer any questions from the Bible will be Elder Josiah, Elder Mr. Tibbs, which is me, and Seer Israel. So these are things that we're doing for your edification. Also, we might throw in another tip. We've came across a few items that we probably need to address. It appears that some people have got the wrong idea about mourning. Mourning of loved ones who've passed away. So I think I might touch on that with a few Bible scriptures to go along with that. Probably later during the week, we may discuss foods, which is another misunderstood topic. But also, keep the scriptures in mind. As I said in John 14, chapter 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." But when you're trying to win the Bump the Gums contest, you have to remember one thing. You miss all that glory which Yahuwah has said unto you. Here we're rehearsing a righteous act to learn Yahuwah's word. Remember what it says in Proverbs chapter 18, 13. He or she that answers the question before you've heard it is folly. Shame unto him or her. So at this time, we're going to top off our program and turn it back over to Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Seer. I'm speaking on your part, Mr. Seer. And we'll catch you on the bottom part of, then we'll catch you and Elder Josiah on the Pal Talk radio. So we live on both radio stations, Pal Talk and Broad Talk, as we speak. So, and I've been informed that the sound is excellent on both radio broadcasts, and that's a good thing because we got a big job to do. And we got to be able to soundly set this in order and take our rightful position. The world kind of get hold to it. According to 1 Maccabees chapter 1, 42, the world we're talking about is the world of Israel. And then they'll see one thing, it's time to get in where you fit in at, because we got a call on us to take care of this business. All right, so that's enough said. We're going to throw a couple of words out there for Brother Yahuwah to look up and see exactly what they mean. And we're just going to play it by ear. We're going to throw a lot of words out there. And we're going to get the meaning of it. And it's going to be a long series. But one thing about it, the series will be clear after the series. according to Yahuwah's words, we'll know exactly our do's and don'ts in writing. And that's the whole key to it. You have to know your do's and don'ts in writing. And that's why Yahuwah has to send men to for you. So that's the bottom line. So now we're gonna open up with get Brother Yahuwah up and put him on the table, and we'll see exactly which way he wants the lesson to go. So take good notes, Six Anointed Camps, take great notes, because one day you will be on the clock, and you'll have to, if anybody asks, you have to make sure you're taking great notes, that you won't be amused on what's going to be said. Everything we're going to be saying, it will be connected through the books. And prayerfully, you'll be able to connect them through the books when you're on the clock, Six Anointed Camps. All right, I'm going to throw it out and look for Brother Yahuwah Israel and bring him in. We'll see if you can get something going on. And one thing about it, when you meet your brother, and then one thing, you can catch both radio stations, Prayer Talk Live, Blog Talk Live. So we're here for you to take care of this business. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Yahuwah be with you, Seed Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Seed Israel. A Seed Royal. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Brother Yahuwah Israel. I like that spirit right out the gate, so that brings it. Anytime I see production and coming out the gate ready to go, and that right there only makes me want to go some more. I like that kind of spirit. All right, let's see if we get something going on. We don't know where we're going to go, where we're going, but we know we're going to get there. How about a little loop? Chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahuwah Israel, part 3 of a series called The Due Order of YHWH Through His People, Israel. You're on the clock, come out.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. And that's a game changer right there. That's a big word right there. So if the righteous spirit is going to teach you in the same hour, then how is Yahuwah going to do it? By going to Surah 10, verse 1. Let's see if we find out a few things on the way of finding out some things. So if the righteous spirit is going to teach you in that very same hour, let's see what it says, who's going to take the leadership role on this. Let's go to Surah 10, verse 1 and see what we're working with there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. 10, verse 1. Take note, Six Anointed Camps. We got to make sure we ain't stumbling and bumbling around, because one thing we do know, according to this memo, some of the most famous worldly dignitaries is all ears, and they all focus in on the voices of the true Israelites, Six Anointed Camps. And if they see any kind of a link in your armor where they can attack, and that's where they're going to attack. So keep that in your mind. Make sure it don't be you. By being worried up. Brother Yahuwah Israel, what you reading now? Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, A wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent seer is well ordered.
Mm-hmm. And what else would a wise seer do in 27 verse 1 of the heavenly tablet of Deuteronomy? Can you help me out? What else would a wise seer do in 27 verse number 1? What else would he do that, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse number 1 reads, Book of Deuteronomy 27, verse number 1. Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instructions, which I command you this day.
So Moses gathered all the elders of Israel, and what he told them, he commanded them to teach the Torah instruction. And what else did he say? Tell the elders how they got to exhibit the Torah instruction in verse 8. 27 verse 8. So how do they supposed to exhibit the Torah instruction in 27 verse 8? Come on.
Deuteronomy 27 verse number 8 reads, thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this Torah instruction very plainly.
Very plain. Very plain. So we're gonna, like I said, it's gonna be a long series, and what we're gonna do, we're gonna make sure we bring it to you very plain. But something we gotta be clear that we must know. In the book of Romans, Brother Yahya is there. A profound statement is written in Romans. It tells us some good stuff here. And Romans chapter 10, matter of fact, read verse 17 to get warmed up. Then just bounce right back up, and let's see what it says in 13 down to verse number 15. And look what it says in Romans chapter 10, and he's speaking to Northern Kingdom. He says something to Northern Kingdom in 10:17, then kick right back up and pick up at 13 down to verse 15. Let's see what you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Romans chapter 10, verse number 17, verse number 13 to 15 reads, book of Romans 10, verse number 17. So then, faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of Yahuwah. Verse number 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. Verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a seer? Verse 15. And how shall they teach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that teach the covenant of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Excellent. So, series is directed on the due order of YHWH through his people's Israel. So, if you want to learn anything about the due order of Yahuwah, you got to learn through his people. And what we're going to do, we're going to find out what due order that we must know. Because one thing about it, if we have what you call a microphone of the 17 nations inside of our facilities, families, the microphone of the world inside our head, inside our family's head, and that microphone telling them, this is the way. So we got to show soundly that the Bible is the way. And we don't run to Psalms 119. This can be a long series and tell you now, set it up. But our goal is to be clear that the Sixth Anointing Camp is stepping it up. And prepared when it's time to go to not make a statement that I heard yesterday. I don't know what lesson you on because something distracted me and I ain't got to. And then I said to myself, I might have said it on a lesson. I don't know. Did I recall saying anything about a 310 L Brother Yahya Israel and St. John 310? Did I recall yesterday saying anything after we read 3:10? I'm going to ask you a question. Did I recall saying this in 3:10? St. John 3:10, Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
The book of St. John 3, verse number 10 reads, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, are you a master of Israel and know not these things?
Take that shot. Because in St. John 3:11, can you hear me out? See, remember one thing. If anybody's supposed to know, it's the Sixth Anointed Council, bosses of the true Israelites. They have to be on the know because they take this business seriously. And they got to be on the know, and they got to do a, they got to be a 3:11 in St. John. What the 3:11 is in and St. John there, Brother Yahweh Israel, what does 3:11 mean there? Come on.
St. John 3, verse number 11 reads, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
Mm-hmm. See, we got to testify what we know. We got to put on table what we know, and after we lose the bump the gum contest, we got to put on what we know. Everywhere I do. Now, David made a profound statement in 119. David said something in 119, 164 to 174. David said something that he was inspired by the righteous spirit. He said something, Brother Yahweh Israel. What does David say in 119? Verse 164 to 174 of the book of Psalms. What did David say? You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 164 to 174 reads. Book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 174. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of your righteous judgment. Verse 165. Great peace have they which love your Torah instruction, and nothing shall offend them. Verse 166. Yahweh, I have hope for your salvation, and done your Torah instruction. Verse 167. I have kept your covenant, and I love them exceedingly. Verse 168. I have kept your precepts and your covenant, for all my ways are before you. Verse 169, let my cry come near before you, O Yahweh. Give me understanding according to your word. Verse 170, let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to your word. Verse 171, my lips shall utter praise, for thou hast taught me your statutes. Verse 172, my tongue shall speak of your word. All your Torah instructions are righteousness. Verse 173, let thine hand help me, for I have chosen your precepts. Verse 174, I have longed for your salvation, O Yahweh. Your Torah instruction is my delight.
Mm-hmm. Now, in 165 and 173, that's a profound statement that was written. Now, listen, Sixth Anointed Council. Listen real good at what he says in 165 and 173. Now, the mental spirit in 2 Samuel, we're not going to read 23, 1, 2, and 3. He came and looked David eyeball to eyeball and told David, get your pen out and start doing some writing. It ain't for your days. It's for the time to come to write it plainly. Now, David wrote this in 119, 165, and 173 after the mental spirit instructed him. What did he say in 119, 165, and 173? Psalm 119, 165, 173. What did he say that, Brother Yahweh Israel, see you right?
The book of Psalm, chapter 119, verse number 165, and verse number 173 reads, verse number 165, great peace have they which love your Torah instructions, and nothing shall offend them. Verse 173, Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen your precepts.
Mm-hmm. So he says, where nothing will offend you. See, if you get offended on Yahweh's word, then that's something we have to really look at, see, right here, 6 months account. Now, you know you read Yahweh's word, but Yahweh's word is agitating the listener. But you read Yahweh's word. Why is this word agitating you? Huh? So in 141, since David's still talking, what did David say in verse 5 and kick back to verse 3? Let's see how the middle spirit wants the lesson to go. But remember one thing, this series is to enlighten those that got an ear to hear in Yahweh's word. But if it's word in you, then you got a problem with your maker, not with the six anointed camps. Now, David is speaking from the mouth of the spirit of Yahweh. And this is what David says after the spirit told him to write 141 verse 5 and kick back to verse 3. What did he say that, Brother Yahweh, Israel?
The book of Psalms, chapter 141, verse number 5, back to verse number 3 reads, book of Psalms 141, verse number 5, let your righteousness, your instruction smite me. It shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. But yet my prayer also shall be in their calamity. Verse number 3. Set a watch, O Yahweh, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips.
Mm-hmm. He says, let the righteous, the Torah keeper, smite me. See, you want the righteous Torah keepers to hit your side of the mouth. Because when the turn of Yahweh the Son comes, if you ain't in order with what he got written, man, man going to kill you. So when we bring something to the table with you, it's because he got the six anointed counsel that's righteous to smite you with this word. Prayerfully, it will reform you. So when the return of Yahweh the Son, he's going to keep you. If you're not on the right side of his Torah instruction. So you want Yahweh to have, you want to be, since we're working with David for a little bit, 119, 133. What it says in 119, back up to 133, Brother Yahweh Israel, we're going to lay a little groundwork down. 119, 133. What's that say?
The book of Psalms 119, verse number 133 reads, order my steps in your word. Let not my sin have dominion over me.
That's something. We're going to order your steps in Yahweh's word. We're going to order your steps. And how you order your steps is now. This right, this is the ordering of your steps. We're going to precept that to 2 John 1, verse 6. Order your steps. That was David wanted his steps ordered. So we're going to precept that step order to get your walk right by going to 2 John 1, verse 6. What does it say in 1, verse 6 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 2 John, chapter 1. Verse number 6 reads, the book of 2 John, chapter 1, verse number 6. And this is love, that we walk after his Torah instruction. This is the Torah instruction, that as you have heard from the beginning, you shall walk in it.
So if you're going to walk in the Torah instruction. That's a game changer, see, right here. How's your walk? You know, make sure your walk is in the Torah instruction. And he swung back, and Paul picked up on that. And Paul told Northern Kingdom in Romans 13, 14 something. Now, Paul was a great reason and understanding of Yahuwah's word. So Paul made a statement, although he wrote on the right side of the book, but he picked up on the left side of the book. And Paul said something in Romans 13, 14. And what do you say there, Brother Yahuwah, he has read in 13, 14?
The book of Romans, chapter 13, verse number 14 reads, "But put ye on Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Son, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof."
Mm-hmm. Make no provision for the flesh, see right here. Don't make don't make your calling based upon the flesh. No provision for the flesh. Make sure when you make a calling that everybody can read together. Now, David's still talking in the 51st chapter. And look what David says in 7 through 13. So we lay a little groundwork down on take 3. And one thing about it, we're trying to go the way the man is want us to go. So in Psalm 51, verse 7 down to verse 13, listen real good, Brother Yahuwah Israel, come on.
The book of Psalm, chapter 51, verse number 7 through 13, read. Book of Psalm 51, verse number 7. Psalm 51, verse 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Verse number 8. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Verse number 9. Hide your face from my sin, and blot out all my sins. Verse number 10. Create in me a clean mind, O Yahuwah, and renew a right spirit within me. Verse 11. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your righteous spirit from me. Verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Verse 13. Then will I teach transgressors, sinners, your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you.
Then you can teach. Once you understand the rules of the regulation, then you can teach. After you're running the process, then you teach. But make sure everything we just got to read, that you've been purged, that you ain't picking this thing up as a, you know, afterthought. Make sure you prepared to do this. Back up to 51, verse 8. Back up to verse 8 again. That's probably y'all got here as well. Verse 8.
Because Psalm 51. Verse number 8 reads, Psalm 51, verse 8, "Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice."
Mm-hmm. So we need to hear some joy, not what we be hearing is propaganda. See, it's time for us to hear some joy. See, we got to hear some joy, see, right? And all the way you're going to find joy at is not from that one-eyed Satan. But if you want some joy in your life, then I behoove you to get some Bible in you. If you're going to find some joy, it will come from the Bible. Anything else is not going to stand, and it is a mirage. So keep that in your mind. If you're going to have joy, it's going to come from the Bible. The Bible going to tell you what time it is. It's up to you, 41 there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. But just start off at verse 12 and read just a little bit. We'll just take a look at something. He's going to tell you something in Sirach 41. Now, those seals pick. See, remember one thing. The seals be pulling things that's written. Now, this old seal, Sirach, he's going to pull something in the 41st chapter, verse 12. And we'll read a little bit until we get our point. Might get our point out of 12. It might take another verse or two. We don't know. But we're going to take a look at something. So, all right, 41, pick up verse 12. Brother Yahuwah Israel, let's get it on. Come on.
The book of Sirach 41, verse number 12 reads, "Have regard to your name, for that shall continue with thee above 1,000 great treasures of gold." 13.
Mm-hmm.
A good life has but few right. days, but a good name endures forever. Verse 14. My children, keep discipline and peace, for wisdom that is hid, and a treasure that is not seen. What profit is it in them both? Verse 15. A man that hideth his foolishness is better than a man that hideth his wisdom.
Right there. So he let you know the name. You like the name of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Although it's been thousands of years, these brothers, these elders, these fathers in the ground. But when you notice how their name is studied in all our lessons, is our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And that same thing about the name. If it make it 100 years from today, you know a name going to be mentioned? Voices of a true Israelite. You know why? Because we're going to sit the president. And this is going to be in everybody. The guideline, how the foundation was set, how information unfolds, and what's going to be. And that's why we clear this name going to ring all over the known world. And we will be talked about, the voices of the true Israelites, how we sit the president on the due order of Yahuwah. And now we got something to shoot at. But we got education, but we don't have to do all of Yahuwah. But I guess what? But guess what? In this series, you will have it. See, right? We tell you in advance, you will have to do all of Yahuwah in writing, and you had a whole series of taping in writing about the due order of thus says Yahuwah. And if this but now. Let's see what the Almighty said behind that in this precept at the St. John chapter 6. He said, yeah, Phil, I'll tell you what, why don't you throw this in, because I can see way further than you can see. So throw this in St. John 60 and 61. If I can see further than you, Phil, don't worry about it, but throw this on tape number 3, St. John chapter 6, verse 60 and 61, what that say?
Book of St. John, chapter 6, verse 60, and verse 61 reads, Book of St. John 6, verse number 60. Many therefore of his disciples, followers, and they had heard this saying. This is a hard saying. You can't hear it. Verse 61. When Yahuwah the Son knew in himself that his followers murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you?
You see, so you heard earlier about Odin 119. So he know, so you know where he pulled that from. He said, do the word of Yahuwah offend you? Then one thing about it, then we got to take a look at your disposition. Let's see their response and where your response supposed to be when the word of Yahuwah is exhibited to you. Let's see what your response supposed to be. In verse 66, down to verse number 69. Let's see what the Bible says your response if we ask you a question. Do this word that you hear now offend you? Let's see what happens in verse 66 down to verse 69 now. Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
The book of St. John 6, verse number 66. From that time, many of his followers, disciples, went back. And walk no more with him. Verse 67. Then said Yahuwah the Son unto the 12, will you also go away? Verse 68. Simon Peter answered him, Yahuwah, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. Verse 69. And we believe and are sure that you are that Yahuwah the Son of the living, Yahuwah the Father.
All right. Let's run over to Genesis and take a look at what's written in chapter 2. We're on Genesis chapter 2 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And we'll look at the foundation of the world, how Yahuwah set this thing up. And let's see what it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 through 19. We're going to see we must offend you by reading the order of Yahuwah in Genesis chapter 2, 16 to 19. What do you say there, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
The book of Genesis chapter 2, verse number 16 through 19 reads, book of Genesis chapter 2, verse number 16. And Yahuwah commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, you mayest freely eat. Verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eateth thereof, you shall surely die. Verse number 18. And Yahuwah said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. Verse 19. Now out of the ground Yahuwah formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
Mm-hmm. And whatever Adam called it, that's just the way it is. Whatever Adam said, that was the end of it. Then you precept that. In Sirach chapter 3, verse 9 and 11, come read that. He said, so whatever Adam said, that was the end of it. He said, I'm going to make him a help meet. That means woman was created to meet his needs. His needs. And we're going to precept that to find out a little bit more about going to Sirach chapter 3, verse 9 and 11. Let me come right back to Genesis. Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse number 9 and verse number 11 reads, Sirach, chapter 3, verse number 9, for the blessing of the father established the family, but the curse of the mother would have out the foundation. Verse number 11, the greatness of a man is from the honor of his father, and a mother in dishonor is a reproach to her family.
Mm-hmm. Going back to Genesis, so otherwise, when Adam blessed all the creatures on the planet, he gave them names. It was his call by Yahuwah. So now we're going to Genesis chapter 3, 1 through 6, and get down to 16 through 18. Now, matter of fact, read 14. We'll look at 14 through 18. We're going to take a look at it. Now, you remember one thing. Every call according to Yahuwah from Adam. Let's see what happened in Genesis chapter 3, 1 through 6, and skip down to verse 14 down to 18. Let's see what happened there, Brother Yahuwah Israel.
The book of Genesis chapter 3, verse number 1 through 6, verse number 14 through 18 reads, book of Genesis chapter 3, verse number 1, now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field, which Yahuwah had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, you shall eat of every tree of the garden. Verse number 2. The woman said unto the serpent, you may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. Verse number 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Yahuwah hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. Least you die. Verse number 4. The serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Verse 5. For Yahuwah doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as Yahuwah, knowing good and evil. Verse number 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Verse number 14. And Yahuwah said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, you are cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. Verse 15. Now put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. You shall bruise your head, you shall bruise his heel. Verse number 16. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. Verse 17. Now to Adam he said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of your life. Verse number 18. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and shall eat the herb of the field.
That's pretty good talk there, Brother Yahya Israel, but we have a profound word that we want to look up and see what it's defined as definition of the word desire. He said, now, woman, your desire should be this man, your desire. He said, now, for what you just got through doing, woman, cahoots with Satan the devil, your desire will be to the man, your desire. And this is Almighty talking. So he taking care of Satan, he's taking care of Adam, taking care of Eve too. Well, let's find out the definition of this desire. What do that mean that we all can read together? So your desire should be to this man. What is the definition of the word desire? Let's all hear together, Brother Yahya Israel. What that word means, desire. Come on.
I'm reading from the online dictionary.com, and it reads, desire. Number one, to wish or long for, crave, want.
He said, your desire is supposed to crave to this man. He said, I'm going to put a spirit on you where your desire is supposed to be from that point on. From this point on, woman, you're supposed to be satisfied, craving, pleasing, wanting this man. There should be nothing on your mind be above your desire to that man. That is what Yahweh put on the woman, her desire from this point on, for to see how can she satisfy that man. So that is clear. So when you're sitting around the six anointed camps, what you have to always be clear of, understand something, a union, they must understand what a union is all about. That from this point on, your desire to a union with that man, but woman's desire supposed to be craving, pleasing, satisfying that man. And that is the definition we all can read by picking up our telephone and ask the question, what do the word desire mean? And that's what Yahweh said to Eve. From this point on, woman, your desire is to that man. And there go the definition of desire. So examine yourself, the rules of Yahweh. Now, we got that part out the way. Now let's run to the book called Sirach. Now, a seer picked up on that good information, and we're going to see what he said, and then we're going to find out where they pull all this good information from. So now we clear up that Yahweh says, woman, your desire. That means your desire is supposed to be the number one priority is to please that man. And now you in the eyes of Yahweh. So examine yourself before you bring that man. Let that man bring you among the six anointed camp. Because we got to tell you, okay. Now, your desire, then tell you, take your piece of telephone and look up the word called desire. You got it? Now we're going a little further. Now we're going to Sirach 36 and look at verse 24 and 25. Let's see what this says by going to Sirach. Now, Seer picked up on that conversation. Now, he made a profound statement. And we're going to see what he says in the 36th chapter, verse 24 and 25. What do you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 36, verse number 24, verse 25 reads. Book of Sirach, chapter 36, verse number 24. He did get him a wife. He get him a possession, a help like unto himself, and a pillar of rest. Verse 25. Where no hedge is, there the possession is spoiled, and he that hath no wife will wander up and down mourning.
Now read 24 again, now, Brother Yahdai Israel. Six anointed camps, listen real good in verse 24.
The book of Sirach, chapter 36, verse 24 reads, he that getteth a wife, he getteth a possession, a help.
Hold up on.
Like
a possession. Now, Brother Yahdai Israel, this is take three. Let's find out the definition. What is a possession? What that goes to mean? So when you get a wife, you get a possession. Now, see, when you come around the Six Anointed Camp, we bring out the resume on relationships. And we go over these questions with you, saying when you get a wife, you get a possession, sir. Do you know that? What that means? You get a possession. Your wife is a possession. Now, what that supposed to mean? You know what we do? We look at our piece of telephone, right? And we're going to look at Brother Yahdai read the definition of a possession. What is the definition of possession? When you get a wife, you get a possession. What's that supposed to mean, Brother Yahdai Israel E. Roy?
I'm reading from onlinedictionary.com, and it reads, possession, number one, the act of fact of possessing. Two, the state of being possessed. Three, ownership.
Ain't that something? When you get a wife, you become ownership. When you get a possession, the man, do you understand your position? You own that woman. Yes, here are you. So that's why we have to show you. Now you go on your phone, and now you can look up a possession. When you get a wife, you become ownership of that wife, that woman. You become, another definition, control. Ain't nobody can understand something. The definition of possession means control. It means custody. You in my custody. Guess what? All you got to do is take your piece of telephone and just ask your phone, what is a possession? So, understand one man. When you get a man, he become ownership of you. He become control you. You become custody to him. This is what he told Sirach to put down before you make that decision to be with the man. The man becomes what again in 36:24? Now this is a seer. Remember, he's pulling it from somewhere. And we're going to read where he's pulling it from shortly. Do this offend you? Then that means you need to put the Bible down. Because what we read you is the order of Thus Says Yahweh. The due order of YHWH. When you connect with this man, he becomes ownership, control, custody of you. And all that is in that one word that he told the seer, told the middle spirit, told Sarah to put in verse 24. What did he say in verse 24 again, Brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of Sarah, 36, verse 24, read, he that get of a wife, he get of a possession, a help, right
now
to himself.
Excellent. And a help like himself. You get a help like yourself. So that means that woman cannot be herself. She got to be yourself. So you see that thing right here? So the woman's supposed to reflect you, not you reflecting her. Be you out of the wheel of Yahweh. There's a deal. Where that at? 24. That is it right. Now we got to get a case in point. Now we're on the same line. Here comes Toby. Chapter 8. Father raised him well. And he's going to put something in writing too in the 8th chapter. Verse, we're going to all read together to be clear. See, jumping up in relationships without knowing the rules and regulations is because you've never been taught the due order of YHWH. You've been taught the due order of the world through your parents, and Christianity, which have nothing to do with the Bible. Matter of fact, Yahweh said that is so bad in 14 verse 30 of St. John. See, Christianity is 14 verse 30 of St. John. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, to you, see, Rayel, is a 14 verse 30 of St. John. What did it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel, 14 verse 30 of St. John?
Book of St. John 14, verse number 30 reads, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh to have nothing in me.
The prince of this world is called Christianity. That's got nothing to do with the Bible. Christianity is the most deadly poison it is. Christianity. It got nothing to do with Yahweh the Son, not Christianity, or Islam, or Judaism. You got it? Good. Now, so now you see now, once you get a man, he becomes ownership, he controls you, and he have custody to you. And you in the will of Yahweh to obey what Yahweh said in Genesis 3:16-18, or put the Bible down and walk. Let's go to Tobit chapter 8, verse 4-8. Let's see what it says in Tobit chapter 8, verse 4-8. You on the clock, Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
The book of Tobit chapter 8. Verse number 4-8 reads, Book of Tobit, chapter 8, verse number 4. And after that, they were both shut in together. Tobias rose out of the bed and said, sister, arise. Let us pray that Yahweh would have pity on us. Verse 5. Then began Tobias to say, blessed are you, O Yahweh, of our fathers, and blessed is your righteous and great name forever. Let the heaven bless you and all your creatures. Verse number 6. You made his Adam, gave him Eve, his wife, for a helper and state. Of them came mankind. Rest said, it is not good that man should be alone. Let's make unto him and like unto himself. Verse number 7. Now, O Yahweh, take not this my sister for lust, but uprightly, and for mercifully ordained that we may become aged together. Verse number 8. And she said with him, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Why did she say Hallelujah, Yahweh? Why did she say that? Let's go to Tobit 10 and pick up verse 10 down to verse 12. You know why she said that? We're going to find out why she said that. We're going to find out. We're going to learn something. Only we are learning something in Tobit chapter 10, verse 10 through 12. What's going on with Tobit 10 through 12 there, brother Yahdah Israel? Come on.
The book of Tobit chapter 10, verse number 10 through 12 reads. Book of Tobit chapter 10, verse number 10. Then Raguel arose and gave him Sarah, his wife, and half his goods, servants, cattle, and money. Verse number 11. And he blessed them and sent them away, saying, Yahweh heaven give you a prosperous journey, my children. Verse 12. He said to his daughter, honor your father and your mother-in-law, which are now your parents, that I may hear good report of you. And he kissed her. Etna also said to Tobias, Yahweh of heaven restore thee, my dear brother. Grant that I may see your children of my daughter Sarah before I die, that I may rejoice before Yahweh. Behold, I commit my daughter unto you, a special trust. Wherefore, do not entreat her evil.
Ain't that something? You mean when Tobias, Tobit, Tobias, you mean that when this man had a daughter, and he told his daughter, you're getting ready to leave out from under my supervision. Guess what? You become up under this man's supervision. And guess what? His parents, his mother and father will become your parents. I be y'all. Do you mean that when I, the woman, leave possession up under my father, I goes up under possession of that man? Now, it got to be a whole lot of writing to back that up, because that's what he told. Now, read that again, Brother Yahdah Israel. Now, the father was there. That's why the father extended the blessing, and he was to tell his daughter, come here, daughter. You know, you my daughter, right? But when you, but when this man take your hand, you got to be locked to his hip. And you know his parents, they become your parents. So they don't look like me, a woman got a word to say so far. That's why you got to be very careful to understand what's written. Let's come up out of there for a minute and throw some precept together. And that's why it's so important to be able to understand what Sirach 637 said. Because she understood that because she was instructed about Sirach 637. What does it say there, Brother Yahdah Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 37 reads, Sirach 6, verse 37, let your mind be upon the ordinance of Yahweh. Meditate continually in this Torah instruction. He shall establish your mind and give you wisdom at your own desire.
So your mind got to be on Torah instruction. So now if you let a man come in your company and is not and he's not of Torah instruction, then shame on you. And that's why you have to be clear. You just don't jump out there and get a man because he got 14 shoes on. You make sure the man that you is looking at is a man of Torah instruction. Now, you see how it's so important for this Six Anointed Camp to come to you to instruct you. How can you hear without a seer? And the seer's job is to give to the elder and get on down the road on how to avoid a 721 through 24. See, what you want to do in this life, you want to get that little hearing device out of your possession, that little hearing device that the 17 nation has put in your presence because you got talking going on and not enough to understand the Bible going to stand come out of Genesis chapter 3, 16 through 18. Until he come back. Rule means rule. He said, woman, this man gonna rule over you. So you make sure that you get a man of Torah keeping. Because you see what your position is, and this is my doing. That's what Yahuwah says in 3:16 through 18. So now you gotta be able to tell your loved one that's coming up your position according to the Bible. And so like 37 verse 12, can we precept that from 6:37 to Zerah 37:12? What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 37 verse 12?
The book of Zerah, chapter 37, verse number 12 reads, but be continually with the Yahuwah man, whom you know to keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, whose mind is according to your mind.
Excellent. Now let's go back where it was no problem for him and Toby the father called his daughter. Now let's come back. So he had a raised her life. And he called her eyeball to eyeball. But we're going to find out what was he working with shortly. I want to come back to Tobit chapter 10, verse 10 through 12. And let's see what it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel, Tobit chapter 10, verse 10, down to verse 12. Let's see what it say there. Come on.
The book of Tobit chapter 10, verse number 10 through 12 reads, book of Tobit 10, verse number 10. Then Raguel arose, gave him Sarah, his wife, and half his goods, servants, cattle, and money. Verse number 11. And he blessed them and sent them away, saying, Yahuwah, heaven give you a prosperous journey, my children.
Well, wait a minute, Brother Yahdai Israel. Well, wait a minute, Brother Yahdai Israel. Whether I'm a little slow, I want to hear about when he called his daughter. Well, what verse is that? I'm ran back now. We on something. I want to hear when he called his daughter. When he said, daughter, come here. This is what I want to hear. Where that Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
The book of Tobit, chapter 10.
Verse 10.
When
he called his daughter. Yeah, where that at?
Kim. The book of Tobit 10, verse 17. Then Rogiel rose and gave him Sarah, his wife, half his goods, servants, and cattle, and money. Verse 11. And he blessed him and sent him away, saying, Yahuwah, heaven give you a prosperous journey, my children. Verse number 12. He said to his daughter, honor your father and your mother-in-law, which are now your parents, that I may hear good report of you. And he kissed her. Edna also said to Tobias, Yahweh of heaven, restore thee, my brother, and grant that I may see your children of my daughter, Sarah, before I die, that I may rejoice before Yahweh. Behold, I commit my daughter unto you of special trust. Wherefore, do not entreat her evil.
Ain't that something? I need to hear it again, Brother Yahweh. That was the word, first prayer. Thank you for, you know, informing me. And this talk was verse 12. You know, I get excited in the word of Yahweh. Because one thing about it, we know one thing. Take care of this business. But one thing about it, when we get hooked up with the male and the female, there's certain things that must be known. And the only one going to tell this story is the six anointed camps of boys and the other two Israelites. Now, read verse 12 again now, Brother Yahdai Israel. Then we're going to have to pull that and see where that's pulled from. Now, we got to hear that verse 12 one more time, because the father is going to tell his daughter something. And that's a big verse. And what happened again in verse 12 again?
The book of Tobit, chapter 10, verse number 12. And he said to his daughter, honor your father and your mother-in-law, which are now your parents, that I may hear good report of you. And he kissed her. And also said to Tobias, Yahweh of heaven, restore thee, my dear brother, and grant that I may see your children, my daughter Sarah, before I die, that I may rejoice before Yahweh. Behold, commit my daughter unto you of special trust. Wherefore, do not entreat her evil.
I ain't through that verse yet, verse 12. Now, Brother Yahdai, you going to have to help me out, because I'm not through with verse 12. You mean, is this scripture saying, once that woman take that man, that man be, she was given to him, I mean, as a possession. And we read the possession, what it means. It means ownership, control, and custody. So he was telling her, he said, look, my daughter, he become ownership, custody, and control of you when I gave him to you. Then he said, and by the way, like today, well, I'm marrying this man. I ain't marrying your family. See how we talk? Well, I'm marrying you. I ain't marrying your mom and your daddy. But now we'll find out something about that. Mommy and daddy now become what? According to verse 12, according to verse 12, what do this man, mama and daddy come to you? What did that verse say they become that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Tobit, chapter 10, verse 12. He said to his daughter, honor your father and your mother-in-law, which are now your parents.
Ain't that something? And we've been raised all our life. Listen, I ain't marrying your parents. I ain't got to say jack to them, according to the Bible. Once that man take your hand, his parents, you become their parents. I hope I'm saying it right. Did I say it right, Brother Yahdai Israel? You know, did I say it right according to verse 12? What did it say? Help me out, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Tobit, 12 reads. Tobit, chapter 10, verse 12. And he said to his daughter, honor your father and your mother-in-law, which are now your parents.
Mm-hmm. Did I say it right? Do she become the parents of the land out of hand that Brother Yahdai Israel. I mean, you know, help me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What is in that verse, if I overlook anything that you can help me out in this national audience about that verse? What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on. What is it saying?
His parents become his wife's parents.
Ain't that so? Now you see, so you see what this about. That's why I said we got to come humble. Now, we know they have been pulled somewhere. Now, we got to go and investigate where it's been pulled at. So now for Toby, father-in-law, to tell his daughter eyeball to eyeball and told his man, don't entreat my daughter, but he knew she was a Yahwali man. So he picked his old card so he know, but he knew one thing. Once he gave his daughter to his hand, he no longer controls her. He no longer controls her. That man controlled her and that man's family. Now you see that? Because then verse 12. Now look at WCC saying, that's a hard saying, Seer. Who can hear that? Don't be throwing stuff at me like that. We're going to go and precept that. We're going to and see where all this come from, coming out of Numbers chapter 30. And let's see, can we find out what was they working with that we can read? See, one thing we got to understand something. The Six Anointed Camp bring you only what we can read. We're going to Numbers 33 through 8. Let's enjoy this with some professional reading, you know, and let's enjoy what's written. Remember one thing. This is the Bible. Either you believe the Bible or you put it down and walk. We read what the heavenly tablets telling us how to deal with family life according to the Bible and what stuff we got to get out of us. And that's the 17 nations, because that's Satan the devil at his best. We have to make our decision according to what we can read. And we're going to Numbers chapter 30, verse 3 through 8 and 10 through 16. Then we'll comment afterwards. What is saying Numbers 33 down to verse 8, 10 through 16? Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of Numbers chapter 30, verse number 3 through 8, verse number 10 through 16, read. Book of Numbers 30, verse number 3. If a woman also vow unto Yahweh, bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, verse number 4. And her father hear her vow in her bond, for which she had bound herself, and her father shall hold his peace at her, and all her vows shall stand. And every bond wherewith she had bound herself shall stand. Verse number 5. But if her father disallow her in the day that he hear it, not any of her vow or of her bonds wherewith she had bound herself shall stand. Yahweh shall forgive her because her father disallowed her. Verse number 6. If she had at all an husband, she vowed or uttered up out of her lips, wherewith she bound herself. Verse number 7. The husband heard it and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it. Then her vow shall stand, and the bond wherewith she bound herself. Verse number 8. But if her husband disallow her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her a vow which she vowed, that which she uttered with her lips, for which she bound herself, of none effect, and Yahweh shall forgive her. Verse number 10. And she vowed in her husband's house, upon her soul bound herself by a bond with an oath. Verse number 11. The husband heard it and held his peace at her, and disallowed her not. And all her vows shall stand. Every bond wherewith she bound herself shall stand. Verse number 12. But if her husband have utterly made them void on the day he heard them, and whatsoever proceeded out of her lips, concerning her vows, concerning her bond, or her of herself, shall not stand. The husband had made them boys, and Yahweh shall forgive her. Verse 13, every vow, every binding oath to afflict oneself, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. Verse 14, and if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from the day to day, then he established all her vows, or all her bonds, which are upon her. He confirmed them, because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. Verse 15, and if he shall in any ways make them void after that he have heard them, then he shall bear her sin. Verse 16, these are the statutes which Yahweh commanded Moses between a man and his wife, between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth, in her father's house.
What are you going to say? He said, you know how you're growing up in your father's house, and he told you when you sent out there on the push, tell that boy go home and come on in the house. You told that boy go home and you came in the house. The father said, hey, turn that TV off and turn that lights off and go to bed. You turn that TV off and you went to bed. You understood these things. Guess what? When your father passed you over to that man, the same authority that your father had over you then is continued with that man. You see that? The same authority. Let that man tell you to turn that light off, you're supposed to turn that light off. Because we read what the definition of desire means according to Yahweh. Let's read it again there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's go back to Genesis 3:16. And we'll read verse 16 and maybe 17. We're going to read the order of Yahweh. Just as your father told you to come in and turn that light off on that TV and go to bed, that same power is in the hand of that man. Huh? And where that power was given and who gave that power to him, we're going to read Genesis 3:16 and find out where that power come from. And then we'll read the definition of what's on the table. So, Mr. Richest Wearing Man, do you understand you have to follow the rules of Yahweh to get his blessings? If you don't follow his rule, you got not his blessing. Woman, you got to follow the rules of that man, or do you don't have no blessing? Let's read that again in 3:16. Let's see what it says in Genesis 3, and let's see who is saying what in 3:16. Come on.
The book of Genesis 3, verse number 16. Unto the woman, Yahweh said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. The sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you.
Adam didn't say that. Why said that? Now, give me the definition of your desire. Because when they come before the six anointed camps, well, you know, Seer, we want to tie the knot. I said, yeah, but what is your desire? Well, you know, my desire, you know, is to be a vice president of America. Okay, that's good. You can be vice president of America, but that should be your secondary. Number one, your desire should be, what's the definition of desire there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
I'm reading from onlinedictionary.com, and it reads, desire, to wish or long for, crave or want.
Desire means to crave for that man, desire that man, to satisfy that man. That is your number one thing that the Father of the creation said to the woman, and that's Yahuwah the Son, your first desire is crave. Matter of fact, for that reverend, give me a little bit more out of it, brother Yahuwah Israel. Maybe we'll get a couple more good hits. Take a little real peek at desire, and let's see if we get a few more definitions, because everybody can pull up their old piece of telephone and put in desire. So you're supposed to be a child that better has. You know what desire means? Pull up your piece of phone and give me a couple more definitions on the word desire. Come on.
I'm reading from onlinedictionary.com, and it reads, desire, craving, longing, yearning, suggests feeling that impels one to the attainment of possession of something. Desire is a strong feeling, worthy or unworthy, that impels to attainment or possession of something that is, in reality or imagination, within reach.
Man. If this man tell you, I want some cold water, you're supposed to dash and get it, and then you come back with that water, trembling, and say, my YHWH, is it cold enough for you? That's the role you're supposed to play. You know what I was in that Bible? If he said, look here, how I want this to be done, that's how it's supposed to be done. And how we know that? Just preach it up the Bible in Sirach 7:26. That's all we do. Let's see. We go on to Sirach 7, verse 26. And let's see what this Bible says. That's why we must come now. We must explain to you how the Bible from Yahuwah the Son that got from the Father. It's not the Son's doctrine, teaching. It is the Father's. He came to do his part, and he passed it on to the mental spirit. And the mental spirit passed on the seers, and the seers' job to pass it on to the elders. What? What the book is saying. Look what it says in Sirach 7, verse 26.
The book of Sirach 7, 26. Has you a wife after your mind, forsake her not, but give not yourself over to a light woman.
Take that, son. If you got a wife, she will be after your mind. If you got a wife, if you got a better half, she will be after your mind and you forsake her not. Because she is watching you. She's supposed to be after your mind. That is the creation of Yahuwah. You got a better half? She's supposed to be after your mind, and you forsake or not. That's what we just got through reading. Well, I hear you, WCC. Well, that's in the book they're checking out. Can you give me a precept that we can read out of the 66 books? I can do that for you, WCC. Let's go on to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30 and 31. Yeah, we'll do that for you. We'll run to Ephesians chapter 5. So if you with a woman, her mind is supposed to be like your mind. That means what you tell her to do, she's supposed to do it with urgency. Huh? She's supposed to say, is the water cold enough for you? And we're going to tell you what name she's supposed to call you that we can read. We're going to probably tell you in this lesson what name she's supposed to call you that we can read. We probably saw in this lesson. I don't know. But we're going to precept that to Ephesians chapter 5. That's why I say, either we're going to do Bible and get our blessing, or we're going to continue to let that one-eyed Satan destroy us by having that little hearing device from the 17 nations in our head. Huh? Let's see what it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30 and 31.
Book of Ephesians 5, verse 30. Verse 31 reads, Book of Ephesians 5, verse 30. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Verse 31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh.
They should be one flesh. But the flesh they should be is your mind, not her mind. Your mind. Your mind. You have to understand one thing. It ain't no need you dealing with a woman unless she understands you got to be about my mind, not no our mind. My mind. And that's what Yahweh said in the fourth chapter. What the man said in the fourth chapter. Yahweh the Son was doing some conversation. And this is what Yahweh the Son said to the woman in 4:16. Let's see what he says to the woman in 4:16. Now, hear what I said? We're going to see what he said to the woman in 4:16 of St. John.
The book of St. John, chapter 4, verse number 16. Yahweh the Son said unto her, go, call your husband, and come hither.
Go, call your man, call your husband, and come back here. Can you see what he said? So it looked like that song that was made by Teddy Pendergrass, that 50-50 thing, that wouldn't work back then. They said, no, that's that same stuff right there. Yahweh said, G-O to the woman. Go get that man and come back here. You see that? Now, that's our hero. Okay. Let's go to Sirach 25. And let's see what Yahweh says behind that. Now, Seer going to put some on the table. And we're going to see what the seal says in the 25th chapter, verse 15, down to verse 26. Now, remember, we quote only, and we're going to comment after we hit read. Let's go to Sirach 25, and we all read together and look at it real carefully in 15 through 26 before we make any statement. What was told? Come on.
Look at Sirach chapter 25. Verse number 15 through 26 reads. Book of Sirach 25, verse number 15. There is no head above the head of a serpent. There is no wrath above the wrath of an enemy. Verse 16. And rather dwell with a lion and a dragon than to keep house with a wicked woman. Verse 17. The wickedness of a woman changes her face, darkening her countenance like sackcloth. Verse number 18. A husband shall sit among his neighbors, and when he hears it, shall sigh bitterly. Verse number 19. All wickedness is but little to the wickedness of a woman, that the portion of a sinner fall upon her. Verse number 20. As the climbing up a sandy way is to the feet of the aged, so is a wife full of words to a quiet man. Verse 21. Stubborn eyed at the beauty of a woman, and desire her not for pleasures. Verse 22. A woman, if she maintain her husband, is full of anger, impotent, and much reproach. Verse 23. A wicked woman abateth the courage, making a heavy countenance, and woundeth mind. A woman that would not comfort her husband is distressed. In distress, making weak hands and feeble knees. Verse 24, but the woman came the beginning of sin, and through her we all die. Verse 25, give the water no passage, neither a wicked woman liberty to gab abroad. Verse 26, if she go not as thou wouldest have her, cut her off from thy flesh, give her a bill of divorce, and let her go.
You mean that's in the Bible? That's in the Bible? You read that? Well, read verse 23, 25, and 26. One more time there, Brother Yahweh Israel. What do we say is in verse 23, 25, and 26? What does it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Sirach, chapter 25, verse 23, 25, and 26 reads. Book of Sirach, chapter 25, verse 23. A wicked woman abateth the courage, maketh a heavy countenance and a wounded mind. Woman that will not comfort her husband in distress, maketh weak hands and feeble knees. Verse 25, give the water no passage, give a wicked woman liberty to gasp abroad. Verse 26, if she go not as thou wouldest have her, cut her off from your flesh, give her a bill of divorcement, and let her go.
That's this talk to you right here. Now, see, now that's Bible talk. Now see, now you're reading Bible. If she don't have the Sirach 7:26, if she not a 7:26, told you how you supposed to respond to it. If she not a Sirach 7:26, what is it say in 7:26 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Sirach 7:26. Has you a wife after your mind, forsake her not. But give not yourself over to a light woman.
What you mean by a light woman? What you mean that don't give yourself? A woman got to be after your mind. What you mean? What is the definition of a light woman? Proverbs 7, and let's see, what is a light woman? In 7, verse number 11. Let's see how can we identify a light woman by going and look at Solomon's writing. What is the definition of a light woman? Let's see. When we look to see a light woman, what do we look for with our ears and eyes? Proverbs chapter. Where about I was 7 verse 11? What does 7:11 say?
The book of Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 11 reads, she is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house.
Ain't that something? Oh. So when you catch a loud, big mouth woman and stubborn to the Torah instruction of Yahweh. That's who this applies to. A loud and stubborn woman. It is right there. It is right there. And what else about this loud and stubborn woman? Is there anything else we can look for in verse 10? What
number
else
10.
To look for?
Proverbs 7, verse number 10. Behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of mind.
What is the attire of a harlot? Then we got to go find out what the Yahweh say. What is the attire of not being a harlot? We got to find out that a loud and stubborn woman, she will have the attire of a harlot. Okay. How do we know what to look for? Let's go to, stay in Proverbs for a minute. Let's go to 14 verse 1. And let's see what Solomon says in 14 verse 1.
Proverbs chapter 14.
14 verse 1.
Number 1 reads. Book of Proverbs 14, verse 1. Every wise woman buildeth her foolish bucket down with her hands.
Oh, so a wise woman will be on the building side, but a loud, a tired woman, she will pluck it down. She'll do everything she can to distract Yahweh's word. So now that was the Bible say about that. Now, we need to give a little bit more in the precept on that. Brother Yahweh Israel. So we find out that a loud and stubborn woman will identify herself. She identifies herself. Back at the Proverbs chapter 9, verse. No, I don't want to get that right now. I think I got to hold it off for her. Come back to 7, verse 1. And who was this told to? Who was this told to about what to look for? And 7, verse 1.
The book of Proverbs 7, verse number 1. My son, keep my words. They are my Torah instruction with you.
So what will that do if you follow what it said in 2 Ezra? I don't remember. I don't recall it, but now we had to come back. We had to put that to the side to come back at it. By telling my son to obey what's written in his book. Why is he telling my son to do that? Maybe we can see in 2 Ezra 7, 21 through 23. Let's see what we can find out that's written in 2 Ezra, chapter 7, 21, 22, and 23. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse number 21 through 23 reads. Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21. For Yahweh have given straight to her instructions. To such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. Verse 22, nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but spake against him, and imagined vain things. Verse 23, and deceived themselves by their wicked deeds, said of the Most High Yahweh, that he is not, and knew not his ways.
Where is all this coming from that we can read? So I'll run to Genesis chapter 18, 17 through 19. But six anointed camps, you hear in take three? You hear in when the floodgates going to come. Will you be prepared to read the Bible to them? Or will you just do those? We not go and read St. John 7:24. Look at the appearance of things and keep it moving. Or what you do, what the Bible tell you to do. He told him, my son, what you do, what the Bible tell you to do, my son, you're going to avoid punishment. Huh? More ways than one. Now, Yahweh is going to talk to the mental spirit. This man right here that will be soundly put on the table was nowhere around. If you were going on 18 chapter verse 17 through 19 of Genesis, he's nowhere around. He's talking to the mental spirit that carries the words. Let's see what's going on in the 18 chapter verse 17 through 19.
Book of Genesis chapter 18 verse number 17 through 19 reads. Book of Genesis 18 verse number 17. And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Verse 18. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verse number 19. For I know him, that he will command his family and his household after him. They shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice, judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
Yeah, I was asking a question. You saying that, better CC, what is the child of a harlot? You didn't explain no more of that. Yeah, I know. I didn't, this broadcast don't become yours. But we take a look at what's the child of a harlot. I tell you what I do. I show you what the attire of not being a harlot. I tell you what I do. I show you the attire of not being a harlot. You know what the attire of a harlot is, right? I show you what to not to be in that classifying field. I show you what Yahweh said in Numbers 15, 37 and 38. I show you what he said to the people of the Bible. So we'll see. Let's see what he said to the children of Israel in the 15th chapter, verse 37 and 38. Let's go see what he said to them by Moses. Come on.
Book of Numbers 15, 37, 38 reads. Book of Numbers 15, verse 37. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the family of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border their garments throughout their generations, that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue.
Well, told the children of Israel to put fringes in the borders of their garments. So anything outside of the fringes of Israel, it is the attire of a harlot. So there it is. So now it speaks for itself. If you know you Israel and you do not have fringes in the border of your garment, then what's written in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 10, you have the tie of a harlot. So then Yahweh tell you exactly what he feel about that, according to what he says in 22 verse 5 and 12. So then Yahweh will tell you what he's saying about it. So, children of Israel, you can examine yourself. If you're wearing fringes, you do not have a tie of a harlot. If you're not wearing fringes, you do have a tie of a harlot. So what Yahweh is saying in 22 verse 5.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse number 5 reads, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are an abomination unto Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse number 12. You shall make you fringes upon the four quarters of your garment, wherewith you covereth yourself.
If you don't have the fringes on, children of Israel, according to the Bible, you have the attire of the 17 nations, and they got the attire of a harlot. So you see how the Bible tells you, third is part three. So now, you say, I know what Abram going to do. He's going to command his people to do the will of Yahweh. Now we got to see him in action. Now we're going to the book of Jasher and see him in action. We'll close out with this, there, Brother Yahweh Israel. We're going to see Abraham in action because Yahweh says one thing about Abram. He's going to command his family to take care of Yahweh's business. He's going to give an order because the man's supposed to rule his family up under Yahweh. So we're going to see Abraham in action in the book of, page 45 of the book of Jasher, 21, chapter 21, 30-39. And we'll close out with this. It's going to be a long series, Steve, right? But remember, it's part three of the due order of Yahweh. Remember, Yahweh's due order is what we can read. And you got enough in his lesson to work with. Let's see Abraham in action, front line, in Jasher 21, 30-39. Let's see him on the front line, that Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
The book of Jasher, chapter 21, verse number 30-39 reads. Book of Jasher 21, verse number 30. Abraham said to Ishmael's wife, "When your husband Ishmael return home, say these words to him." Verse 31. "A very old man from the land of the Philistines came hither to seek you. Thus was his appearance and figure. I did not ask him who he was. And seeing that I was not here, he spoke unto me and said, When Ishmael your husband return, tell him thus, did this man say, When thou comest home, put away this nail of the tent, which I have placed here, and place another nail in this stead." Verse 32. Abraham finished his instruction to the woman, and he turned and went off on the camel homeward. Verse 33. Now after that Ishmael came from the chase, he and his mother, and returned to the tent. And his wife spake these words to him. Verse 34. "A very old man from the land of the Philistines came to seek you. And thus was his appearance and figure. I did not ask him who he was. Seeing that I was not at home, he said to me, When your husband coming home, tell him, thus said the old man, Put away the nail of the tent which thou hast placed here, and place another nail in his stead." Verse 35. And Ishmael heard the words of his wife, and he knew that it was his father, that his wife did not honor him. Verse 36. Ishmael understood his father's words that he had spoken to his wife. Ishmael hearkened to the voice of his father. Ishmael cast off that woman and sent her away. Verse 37. Ishmael afterward went to the land of Canaan, and he took another wife, and he brought her to his tent, the place where he dwelt. Verse 38. At the end of 3 years, Abraham said, "I will go again and see Ishmael, my son, for I have not seen him for a long time." Verse 39, he rode upon his camel and went to the wilderness. He reached the tent of Ishmael about noon.
Well, I got to get a couple of quick hits in there, bro. Y'all got it. That big talk with them. So, remember, the woman, you're ready to talk it. Because she left her father's house, she was still upon them. That man had taken her hand and their father. So Abraham was Ishmael's father. So that's what Tobit and Tobias and what was that other one that had the daughter? What was his name again, Bro Yagdaisra?
Ragiel.
So that was, now we see where Raguel was reading this thing from. He said, your parents, yeah, is the one that this man gone. So that's why you see Abel done what he did, because he know he was the parent of that woman. Now you see where he pulled that from? Ain't that something? He pulled that because he know that woman that was there, she supposed to been a Sarah. 7 verse 6. What it says in 7 verse 6 of Sirach. So you see, because you've grown and you left your mommy and daddy's, you still, according to Yahuwah, under that man. And that man, if he got his mother and father, you become their child. You see what you learned out of this lesson? Keep that in mind. So when you jump into something, know what you're getting into. Sirach 7, verse 26.
The book of Sirach 7, verse 26. As your wife, after your mind, forsake her not, but give not yourself over to a light woman.
So you just don't get you any woman. The woman can be a light woman. The woman's supposed to have a mind like you. So if her mind is not like you, she would not go on Facebook and put up all type of things to mess up your name. And I told the big captain and the brothers I would teach on the matter. When you got a wife or a relationship of your mind, certain things they would not do. They would not go on Facebook and put up what she thinking, what she feel. They because her mind's supposed to be as your mind. And if she's not of your mind, we'll close out what he says in 25:26.